Heaney's out for the season and Kennedy's 6 to 8 weeks. So we need to get some players back.
We need to get some players back. You've got to have players to play the game. That is the coach of the Swans, John Longmire, yesterday. And the horrible injury news that, again, has struck the Sydney Swans. Charlie Gardner, the Sydney Swans, a football manager, has been able to join us on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Charlie.
G'day, Harp. How are you?
I'm going very well, thank you, mate. Appreciate your time to discuss things Sydney. And it's not very nice, I must admit. It's not a great topic to open up with. Two of your key playmakers, possibly your best players, out for 6 to 8 weeks for Josh Kennedy and Isaac Heaney out for the season. How do you recover from that?
Yeah, look, it's really disappointing. Both Isaac and Josh have had excellent starts to the year. They've been in our best players consistently across the first six rounds. And unfortunately, it continues a bit of a trend at the moment with injuries to some of our best players.
So, I mean, that's a huge blow for your team. Clearly, you've still got Lance Franklin, who's weeks away, so they tell us, and you can probably give us a bit more of an insight into what the reality is there with Lance. But does the expectation change now about what you can achieve in 2020 with that level of impact going out of your team?
Look, I don't think so. I think we're still out to win games. We've already started to introduce and expose some of our younger players at senior level. We saw that on the weekend with Dylan Stevens and Chad Warner, who looked like they were pretty comfortable at senior level. I think we'll see some more of our younger players through the course of the season. But you know, we're a proud club. We're out to win footy games. You know, we still think we've got a pretty talented group. And some exciting talent coming through. So we'll certainly be going out to win games, that's for sure.
There's no doubt you have got a lot of great young players, Charlie, and we often talk about them on this show, that collectively as a group of about 7 or 8 of them, it's really exciting. But when you've fundamentally got your 3 best players out of action at the moment, and particularly Josh for all his leadership and just how good he is, and then Isaac as the future, what does that do to the morale of the group? Do you have to discuss it with the team so that everyone doesn't get down in the dumps?
Yeah, I think it'll be talked about, and we'll be looking for players to step up into and to fill the leadership gap that's left from Josh and Isaac's omission. But I think we've got that. You know, we've got players. You know, Callum Mills is really stepping up. Jake Lloyd. Harry Cunningham, you know, we've got some experienced players who can step up into that leadership space. We've got Luke who leads from the front, and obviously Dane as well. So, you know, I think we've got enough experience around the place and guys that have played enough footy to be able to manage the group's emotional level. You know, the coaching group are also mindful of it. We'll be doing a lot of work with the playing group. But we've got an opportunity against the Suns this week, and that's what we've got to focus on. I don't think you can think too much about injuries. We've got to go out and play and do whatever we can to win games, and that'll be the focus.
Did the Isaac, the seriousness of the injury surprise you at all? I must confess, I got the shock of my life when I saw that he was out for the season yesterday when it sort of came through. What were you thinking internally when he went and got scans?
Oh, look, we knew it was a significant injury at the end of the game. The way Isaac came off, he's an incredibly hard player. It takes a bit to trouble him, and he was clearly in a lot of discomfort when he left the ground. He was pretty sore post game, so you know, we suspected that there would be damage to the ankle and that he may require surgery. That was confirmed yesterday after scans and he saw the surgeon. So it didn't come as a complete surprise, but you know, the fact that he's going to miss the season, you know, that certainly came as a surprise, and the, you know, the duration that he's going to miss, you know, we weren't necessarily expecting that. But yeah, look, he's a tremendous competitor, and he's been, as I said off the top, he's been one of our most important players, so we'll we'll certainly miss him in attack. And we're just going to have to find some other ways to create opportunities. You know, Tom Papley's been doing a superb job for us up forward. Sam Reed, we think he's getting closer. And we've got some other young players who could get exposed in the next couple of weeks. So, we've got to look at the positives in all this.
You used to play tall, Charlie. They might need you, mate. You've got no height left at the Sydney Swans. All your big blokes have gone down.
Yeah, after... as I said, it's a bit of a trend at the moment. Some of our key position players have all been in the medical room. Franklin, Reed, Naismith, Cal Sinclair is another one. McCartan and Melican, Caden Brand as well. So
Caden Brand, yeah.
Unfortunately, you can't sort of pick and choose where injuries fall, but unfortunately it's hit our key defense. Key position stocks, and as I said, some of our best 22, we've just got to find other ways to do it.
So, Charlie, just on that, it sort of just came into my mind now a little bit with the height issues you've got. Did that mean you changed the way you played last week against Richmond? Because there's been a lot of criticism, and I sort of don't want to go into the tete-a-tete that's been going on. But did you have to come up with a different way to be competitive against the Tigers, considering the issues you had with height?
I think positionally, yeah, we did. I mean, we had Luke Parker playing at full forward for a period. He then had to go into the midfield when Josh was injured. And we certainly have some different personnel in our forward six at the moment. But in terms of the game style, not really. We're still trying to move the ball quickly. And get the ball in quick, as most teams are, to maximise your opportunities to score. We've done that quite well over the last few weeks, but at times forced it a bit, and we've been scored on turnover. So we were a bit slower on the weekend, but it does, it does make it hard when we don't have that key position presence up forward to kick to, and that's something that we just have to work through over the next few weeks whilst we don't have that. But hopefully McCartan isn't too far away, and Reed, as I said, so we'll really look forward to getting some key position forwards back.
I'm sure Swans fans will be keen for that as well. As you said, the Gold Coast Suns this Saturday afternoon at the SCG, 4:35. Check your local guides to see the boys in the red and the white get a win, another win in season 2020. Charlie, we wish you the best of luck. We appreciate your time as always. Thank you, mate. Go well.
Thanks, guys. See ya.